$20, and $35 Fast Track prepaid cards. Right now, get an LG Roomer with slide-out QWERTY keyboard for just $15 and free activation. Other Thumb Cellular Fast Track phones are also available. Then purchase a $20 prepaid Fast Track card, and you'll get another one free. That's 2 months of service for $20. Purchase a $35 prepaid Fast Track card and get two free. We're talking 3 months of service and thousands of minutes and texts for just $35. So this winter, save money on your prepaid service and step up to a Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid phone with the clearest reception in the thumb. A $15 phone and 3 months of service for just $35. But you better hurry. This is a limited time offer. See an authorized agent or any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, the talk of the thumb.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Down Main Street. At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe, they enjoy giving credit. Bayport State Bank believes no matter who wins, they'd like to give credit to everyone. To everyone who's ever worked as a team, everyone who's ever pulled together for a common goal, they salute you. Because at Bayport State Bank, they believe in giving credit where credit is due. Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe, member FDIC.
Have your vehicle checked out for safe winter driving at Ubley Motor Service. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your belts, hoses, brakes, shocks, tires, and wiper blades. Right now, save $40 when you purchase a pair of Napa Quick Struts. Special pricing on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires. Ubley Motor Service has a tire changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups to transmission overhauls and complete engine replacement, trust a pit crew at Ubley Motor Service. And good luck, Ubley Bearcats.
Custom is a lifestyle choice, a decision to embrace your individuality and install it in the things you own, the things you surround yourself with. There's no limit to what you can customize when you team up with D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth. From new cabinets to gorgeous floors, including new trim and doors. That's what D&M Cabinets is all about, customizing things that work for you. Are you ready for a change? Is it time for new counters, cabinets, floors, trim, or doors? If so, call Doug at D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth at 479-9271 or visit them at dnmcabinet.com. Go Bearcats!
Well, this one's finished. Final score 57-34, 23-point victory for the Ubley Bearcats over the Sandusky Redskins. Let's go by the quarters. After one, Ubley was leading 21-15, and half they're leading 28-18. Score after three was 42-24 in the Ubley's favor, and at the end of regulation, 57-34. So, we're going to send it over to Ryan Brown, who's standing by with Coach Ken Pikula of the Ubley Bearcats. Ryan, take it away.
Hi, I'm with the winning coach of Ubley Bearcats, Coach Pikula. Coach, what did you have your players prepare for this week to come out and manage to put on another 20-point victory over Sandusky?
20-point victory. You never anticipate putting anything in that you're going to win by 20. We just wanted to get a win here in our home court. Sandusky just beat, I believe it was Marlette last week, with 15 or 18 points. And for some reason, they didn't play Chase Baysdale much tonight. I don't understand that at all, but it is what it is. We had to beat who they put on the court, and we did that. They really doubled and triple-teamed Marshall a lot. I don't know how many points he ended up with, but they really held him in check, and we had to have other guys shoot the basketball, and they did.
Well, you guys have now put a nice string of wins together over Sandusky, Harbor Beach, and CPS before that. With just a few games remaining, what are you going to tell your guys to stay focused and focus on that league championship?
Well, they know what's at stake. They know we got to take care of Brown City here. I believe it's a week from Wednesday or a week from Tuesday. They know we win that, we're guaranteed at least a share of it. If we lose that, we could be totally out of it. We could still end up with a share, but we don't want to back in. We want to win it outright. If we have it ourselves, great, at two losses. If we end up tied with Harbor Beach or someone, that's fine, as long as we get – that's their goal. And then there's no looking ahead to district until we take care of the Brown City game.
Okay, thanks, Coach. Best of luck. Clark?
Thank you, Ryan, for that. Ryan Brown there with head coach Ken Pickla of the Ugly Bearcats. Well, like you were saying, Marshall Lifran had 18 points only tonight. Oh, what a shame.
Only
18 points, and 11 of those came in the second half. Let's go stats, individual stats here. First starting with Sandusky. Bill Shively did a majority of the scoring for Sandusky. 12 points. He led Sandusky scorers, and he had 12 at halftime. He didn't score in the second half. Brandon Tucker had 3. Gage Frank had 4. Chase Baisdell had 4 in the first quarter, and that was it. Didn't play after that. Matt Grosso had 6. And Chase Bullis had 5. They shot 2 for 2 in the first half and free throws for 100%, 3 for 8 in the second half for 37.5%, for a grand total of 5%. I can do that in my head at 50%. On the ugly side of things, Nick Sweeney had 12 points from 4-3, 3 of those in the third quarter. Austin Drake had 5. Mitchell Guza had 2 threes, 1 in each half for 6 points. Marshall Lifran led all scorers with 18 points, 11 of those in the second half. And only one field goal in the second half. The rest were free throws. Brandon Sweeney had 3, the crowd favorite. And Josh White had 13, 12 of those coming in the first half, 10 of those in the first quarter. Ugly shot, no free throws in the first half, 10 for 15 in the second half for 66%, for a grand total of 66%. John?
Ugly did exactly what they needed to do tonight. The game plan was perfect. They executed fantastically tonight. Third quarter statistics, they were 4 for 10, 40%. Really didn't need to shoot the ball that much. In the fourth quarter, they only shot the ball 5 times. And it hit 3 times. That, they were very relaxed, 60%. Grand total for the second half was 46%, 7 for 15. Grand total for the game, probably, 47%. That's pretty good shooting. For Sandusky, they just couldn't get it going. Ugly's pressure defense was just too much for them. And it does reflect in the statistics. In the third quarter, they went 2 for 15, 13%. And, well, it fared out maybe a little bit better, but they couldn't get enough shots off. They went 3 for 9, 33%, 5 for 24 for the second half, 20%. Grand total for the entire half was 26%. Excuse me.
Not a problem. So, looking at the overall standings here now, with the ugly victory tonight, they now have a half-game lead in the Greater Thumb East over Harbor Beach, as the Pirates did not play tonight. And with the Brown City victory tonight over Mayville, we presume they'll have a half-game over lead of Brown City as well. Sandusky now falls to 4-4 in league play, is in third place, one game ahead of Marlette still. But really, the only person below Marlette is Mayville, at currently 1-13 and 0-6 in the league. Sandusky now falls to 10-7 overall. 4-4 in the league play, and the remaining schedule, they're away at CPS on the 21st. That is Wednesday, I believe. Then they're home against Brown City on the 24th. That's next Friday. Then they have 7 days off, and they're on the road to finish up the season March 1st at Marlette.
They can still play a little spoiler role with Brown City, but essentially, this pretty much eliminate them from the race. It's really a three-team race, Harbor Beach, Ugly, Brown City. And I should have said Ugly because they're now half a game ahead of Harbor Beach.
Ugly has the target on their back now. They only have 2 more league games for Ugly, and really the only tough one after tonight is the last game of the year for the Bearcats when they're home hosting the Brown City Green Devils on February 28th. Next week they have Mayville, the 22nd of February, and then away at Bad Axe, which does not match up, does not matter for league standing against Bad Axe at Bad Axe. Bad Axe won the first one. So it could be interesting there. And they're also matched up to play the first round of district in Bad Axe. So the Ugly and Bad Axe teams, they're going to know each other quite well by the end of the season.
I would say Bad Axe really got the worst draw of the whole thing. They're going to be playing with the number one team in the area. And I don't see Ugly backing off on that moniker.
No. So, well, closing thoughts, Ryan Brown.
This was a well-executed game by the Ugly Bearcats. They came out knowing exactly what they need to do. The league championship is well within their reach. They came out, put business down, took Sandusky down like they needed to. Sandusky didn't really